Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jacob, obviously, there's been a lot of talk for more than just this offseason, dating back into last year, about extension talks between you and the Mets. We haven't really heard from you, though. How would you characterize where those talks are at right now?
The line of communication is still open. We have not received an offer, but they continue to talk. And, you know, we, like I've said before, I really enjoy playing here and would like to be here. But, you know, that's kind of up to them.
Brody last year as your agent made it very clear what he thought the organization should do with you in this offseason. Just from your own personal point of view, what is the level of frustration that there hasn't been more movement?
I wouldn't say I'm frustrated. I have a job to do, and that's to get ready to play baseball. And I try to block all that stuff out. That's kind of for my agents, and that's what they're there for, to work these things out and to make it where I can just focus on getting ready for the season. Anthony.
Kind of a similar question. If, you know, we go down there, you know, to March 28th and there's nothing done, I mean, how will you take that? Will you be okay with that, just kind of pitching year to year as you have been throughout your career, or will there be a bit of disappointment on your end?
Like I said, I would like to, you know, be part of this team's future. Would like the feeling to be mutual, but that's just something that we're going to have to see. Like I said, the main goal is to just get ready for the season and make sure I'm ready to go out there and pitch. Those decisions are kind of out of my control, so it's just do what I can do.
Your current agent now, Jeff Berry, was kind of outspoken, or at least in the statement that he made at the end of December about how players have to start looking out for themselves in this climate. I mean, that does become something that you could control, whether it's worrying about how deep you're going into games, how many pitches you throw, how many innings. Could it get to that point with you as you continue without a contract? Or
I think that's going to be a discussion that's going to have to be had with my agents. That's going to be, I'm going to have to sit down with them and really see what they think is best for me moving forward.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that puts a player or a pitcher in a tough spot, I would think. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
You're doing your best for the team.
Yeah, definitely. And you play this game because you love it, and then, you know, you have an opportunity to, look out for your family and your future. So I think just you have to see what's right for you to do, and I think that's going to be a discussion that's going to have to be had with my agents.
Last year when Brody made the comments at the All-Star game that the Mets should either give you a contract or trade you, was that Brody speaking or was that you speaking?
Like I said, I really enjoyed my time here. that was just, I think, him trying to get something moving. Like kind of said before, we had heard, possibility of talking, and it's never gotten anywhere. So I think it was just trying to get the ball rolling and, seeing what was happening and seeing if I was in this team's future plans and not just right now.
Do you still agree with that sentiment?
I really do enjoy playing here. And like I said, I would like to be a part of the team's future. And this is just how the game works. They have every right to do whatever. But you would, as a player, you would like to be thought of as, a future part of the organization.
Jake, what benefits did you see from informing the Mets of this deadline? And in your mind, is the deadline for the rest of your time until free agency or just for this year?
I think the deadline was just for this year. The benefits are it's not a distraction during the season. Like, hey, if we want to figure something out, let's do it before the season starts. That way we can just focus on the season. And getting ready to go out there and pitch and not have to worry about things off the field.
You've been obviously a good pitcher for a while now, and you've expressed your desire to be here. Do you ask yourself why there hasn't even been an offer? I mean, that's kind of surprising that they haven't even presented you with it.
I think my agents ask that more. Like I said, my outlook on it is I'm preparing to be the best that I can be, and I put a lot on them, you know. When I get here, I'm getting ready to pitch, and you know, that's why they're there, to advise you and help you along the way with the contract things and the off the field kind of stuff. So I lean on them a lot, and you know, receive advice from them, because they've been through this with other guys, so they know kind of what to expect. So as a player, you trust them, and you sit down and talk and see what's right for you and your family, and kind of go from there.
In terms of your own emotions or frustration or surprise, you just kind of put it on them.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I keep saying that I've enjoyed my time here. I like playing in New York, love it. Fans have been great to me, great atmosphere, and you would like to see yourself as, or I would like to see myself as part of the future.
Jay, from what you know now, from what your Barry has told you, and any conversations you have with Brody, what's your confidence level that you'll have a deal by March 28th?
I honestly have no clue. There hasn't really been many talks, so I think just that. I mean, but you know, you say there hasn't been many talks, but that can change in one phone call. So I just don't really know. So I'm just, like I said, trying to get ready to be ready for this season.
Jake, you kind of touched on this a second ago. I mean, have you made up your mind either way if the deadline comes without a deal, that you would just say, all right, I'm going to go to free agency or not?
Well, I got this year and next year of team control, so I think that would just be something that we'd have to look at after the season.
Jake, two things sort of. Just, is there any concern on your part when you say, you know, the deadline is just for this season, that then the Mets' position will just be, well, let's just put it off till next season then, and, you know, that there's not something hard there?
I haven't thought into it that much, and I think that's going to be something that, like I said, I'm going to have to sit down with my agents and kind of see if it's, you know, this is it, or, you know, because then you got one more year and you're a free agent. Do you try it? You just have to sit down and kind of go over the different scenarios and decide.
And the other thing is, just as this is going on, your life is obviously a big part of your life. I mean, Brody's position or situation with you has, you know, swung 180 mm-hmm. degrees in a short amount of time. Is this strange for you? I mean, with that relationship with him, and because I know he said at a press conference, like, he doesn't write the checks, so I know.
Yeah.
I know you're well aware of that, but like.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. You know, we kind of work together on saying that at the All-Star break, and then, you know, now he's on the kind of the other side, which, you know, I still have a good relationship with him, but. You know, I think sitting down with my guys and trying to figure out what's right for me, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to play this game. And like I've said many times, every day I'm able to put this uniform on, I'm thankful for. So I think just wanting to play here, enjoying my time here, and being here in the future is something that I would like.
What do you make of the way free agency has gone the last two offseasons, and how does that factor into the sort of deal you would like to take or would be willing to take?
You know, I haven't talked about it that much. You know, how it's going is kind of crazy. You know, guys are still without jobs. So you look at that, and, you know, teams don't seem to be signing free agents. And why, we don't know. But I guess you kind of look at that. But I think just wanting to be here is the main thing for me and my group.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.